Hello, everyone, and welcome to our very first episode of Wine Time. I am joined by the gorgeous perfection of a woman named Natalie, and I want to say, Jesus Christ, this is gonna suck, but I'm gonna apologize in advance because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
No, this is gonna go horribly wrong. Definitely,
I feel. If we believe hard enough, we can do anything. Two of us together, we can make one legitimate adult and finish this.
Hashtag strong women.
Yee.
Okay. So, where do we begin? Well,
oh my gosh. Do you want to start with the shenanigans over in Toronto?
I guess we could.
Let's start
with Toronto. Okay.
So I wasn't there until like... Okay, do you want to talk about the day event or the night event?
No, go for the day event. We'll start with that.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, that was a thing. it went surprisingly well. I'm so happy. Like, why nobody say, was like...
Why do you say what? Surprisingly well?
I'm sorry. Normally, like, people get all cranky and like, wow, this is gonna be a thing.
Okay, yeah. So we started off. So what day did you get there?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I came in December. I'm looking at the calendar because I can't remember.
That's okay.
I came in actually on the 30th of
November. Oh, you got there early.
Yeah.
We did come here early. Good.
Yeah. I was meeting up with a friend like right at the beginning. So we had that whole day to just kind of chill out. And then
that's nice.
I ended up meeting with Alex and Caitlin and Alan and everybody later.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got there, the morning of.
When did you get in?
I got into Toronto at 7:30 in the morning. It was.
Yeah, I know.
It was lovely.
I feel like our reunification was like a beautiful moment. Like I was going up the escalator, you were going down, and I'm like, no.
I don't even think you recognized me at first. You kind of looked at me and looked away. Like, then you're like, wait a second.
I was just kind of like, yeah, I was looking at you and I'm like, who this? Oh, wait, it's you.
Yeah,
it's
I came down the escalator and seen like all like the marketplace getting ready. And I seen everybody mm-hmm. running around hectically. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
guess I came in time.
Yes, just but in
that
time.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. The day event was pretty great.
It went very smooth. I was so happy with it.
I feel like every time we have one, it just gets smoother and smoother. Like we know the routine now. We know what needs to be done. We know when they need to be done. Everybody knows their place. Everybody knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the team is becoming all like veterans now. So it's great.
Do you remember the first KubuCon that we went to? Like the first time we met?
Yeah. Do we want to talk about that? Do you want to touch base on that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's because I didn't know you that well. And I was thinking, oh, man, this is Alex's wife. I'm going to try to be, like, professional. Because when I first started with you guys, I was thinking, like, at the same time, I was doing, like, a bunch of interviews right after college. So I'm like, okay, so this is a perfect practice run for any interview.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then, like, talk to Alex.
Let's interview these very eloquent people that we
very
don't
eloquent,
know.
Very eloquent. And then later on, I'm like...
Oh, my God, you guys are dinks.
Going back and forth.
Exactly. Seriously, like...
Yeah.
Like, don't be afraid. We are totally, totally normal.
Oh, yeah, it was... I think it was when, like, Alex was starting to, like, post, like, memes and GIFs and stuff. And I was just kind of like, these are my people.
I fit in. I fit in here.
I actually fit in with you guys and it feels good.
It's good.
I can be weird and it's still going to be kind of weird for these people, but it'll be okay.
No, like, the first one, definitely me and you were kind of like, whatever. Like, we talked on the community group on the forums. Like, just commenting on stuff. Remember the forums?
Yeah, okay. So, truthfully, back in the community forums, I just remember, like, I had to force myself to, like, try to, like, engage myself because, I didn't do forums.
Hard. No, they're hard to keep up with.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
I mean,
and I remember, like, way back in the day, Alex was like, you know what, Nat? I'm going to give you responsibility. You're going to be community manager. You have to respond to everybody. And I was like, oh, why?
Oh,
I'm so busy already. And then, you know, this other fella called like Red 13 comes up and he's like responding to everyone. And I'm like, you take the realms then, you Mr. Red 13. Like,
and you knew then that he was going to be.
From then on, he was
Husbando.
He was Husbando number two. And it just went on from there, I guess. Like, you know, I guess.
It was the start of a beautiful relationship.
Exactly. It blossomed into something beautiful.
I remember how, like, we first started, like, shipping them together, and they're like, no. And I'm like, yes, this is a thing. This is officially canon.
You can't pull back. No, you can't come back out.
Oh, you can't pull out.
That's not what I said.
I don't know.
How bad can we curse on this? Do you know? Are you aware of the...
No.
No, we're good. Okay.
I think we're good. I mean, just not rated X stuff.
Like Matt. Okay, we'll see. He'll edit it anyways. Anyways. Yeah, okay, so day event.
So yes, Toronto. Yes.
Massive, massive day.
Yes.
Beautiful day. So fun. So much fun.
Yeah, everybody was super friendly. A lot of them were Pomterio veterans.
Oh my God, totally.
So many of them. And a lot of them brought their friends with. It was so great. Like, it was really nice to meet everybody at the registration desk, and it was pretty chill.
Couldn't get over how many people that I recognized. I was like, I know you. I've seen you before. I remember you. I think I creeped out a few people when I was like, I follow you on Instagram.
I'm just kind of like, I swear I'm not a creep. I've just seen you like 50 times. Oh, man, I forget his name, but it was this guy that's dressed as a Moogle, and he was just the sweetest thing. And I remember him in Pomterio.
Oh, that's, I think, Martin, isn't it?
Yes, Martin. That's his name. No, he was God just bless. Such a sweetheart. And yeah. I was like, I missed him. I missed everybody there. I missed Jordy, Nell. It was so good to see everybody.
It's cool.
Again.
It's cool. Like, the first year around, it's always like, like, it's strangers. But now it's like,
these people?
Like, family. We miss you.
Yeah, like, when I joined KoopaCon, I wasn't really expecting, like, the whole family aspects because, I don't know, when I first started, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
And now, like, I talk with you and Alex every day, and it's...
We definitely go every day. Oh my gosh. A message or a Snapchat.
Yeah, you got me back into Snapchat. I hope you know that.
Good. Because I don't understand Snapchat. I just send you photos all the time. It's all good.
The one that you showed me of Riel, she was, oh my God.
Which one?
with the scarf, and she's just like on her tablet in the car.
I sent way too many Snapchats. Okay.
No, there's no such thing as too many. Don't hesitate to send me one.
Okay, good. Okay. Yes. So, evening event, Toronto. Whew, that
okay,
was fun.
So, yes, you were very fine.
What is that?
Means a lot of things, but in any case, I didn't come down until like I think like 8:30, like a quarter to nine. When I came down, like, you were already like,
okay. Information for everyone: during the day, I'm not gonna say that I'm as busy as Alex and Alan. I'm not gonna say that at all. But I don't take a break. I don't go off and I don't. Do the 30-minute lunch break. So I'm just as empty stomachs as quite a few other people. Like, I don't know if you even take a break during the day, do you?
No.
You don't go off for lunch.
I mean, like, I sneak into, like, the quote-unquote break room. I steal a donut and I run away. And
yeah.
And, like, I talk to people with a full mouth. I feel
that's
bad,
staff privileges, that is. Okay, staff but privileges. Honestly, because I got there the morning of, nobody told me about this secret room with all the stashed donuts and the chips and the apples. Nobody told
Dude,
me about
it. You should have come to me. I would have taught you the way.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock comes, and I'm like, oh, no. Alex, I need food. And he's like, why don't you go to the staff room? And I was like, where the hell
is there a staff room? Oh, man.
And then
we go
in. It was full of food. And I was like, this is my heaven. I've made it. I did something good.
Okay. Remember when I had to take over of getting coffee for getting tea for somebody?
I remember.
Okay, and do you want me to be completely honest? Didn't know who was the tea, who the tea was for.
I know.
I thought it was for fucking Alex.
I know. Because I was sad.
I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, everybody saw me, like, crawl up there and, like, hey, what's up? This is crazy. No, it's not for me. Get out of here.
I was sat next to the stage video, and I was looking at it. I was like, no, no, it's not for Alex.
It's Dan, the hombre.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, man. Oh, man. It was even worse. Because
I was waiting for you to look at me, and I was like, just look at me, and I'll tell you.
Oh, my God. I should have turned to you. I'm sorry. I'm okay. Sorry.
I shouldn't have left you in the dark, I guess.
Oh, God. No. It gets even worse, because when I went to the guest room, I was going to give it to, like, the wrong person. Oh, God. Like, I was going to give it to, like, Adrian's, is it her girlfriend or wife?
Wife.
I thought it was his wife I was getting it for. And, like, she's like, oh, no, it's for her over there. And, like, oh, my God, she must think I'm an absolute idiot. And I'm going to just.
That's all right. You got, like, not, like, second party information, not third, but you got, like, fourth party invitation, so information. Hashtag I probably drank too much. Okay. So what, yes, evening party was,
yes,
off the hook. let's leave it at that. It was interesting. Alex, we seen a different side of Alex that we did not know of, including myself.
Yeah, if you're interested, look at the community forum thing on Facebook. You wanna, because
yeah.
I just saw that video and I'm like,
Our warrior of light, Amy Wilson, has a fantastic YouTube video that shows that everyone's dark side.
Dark
everyone,
side?
Everyone's dark side.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so when I saw, like, Amy's video, I was like, shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of stuff on that video that she probably not have seen the light of day.
It's a good thing that she, like, omitted, like, a couple of things, or else,
did,
like,
she?
She kind of did, yes, thankfully. Like,
God bless. Okay,
I'm
God
glad bless. Too. Bless.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so.
Yeah, overall, it was. It was such a good one.
It was brilliant.
I'm more excited about the Wii Pond, though.
Are you?
Yes, because I get to see Tersha, I get to see Jack, I get to see Ree, like, just everybody.
Everybody.
And everybody.
Like, if we could post the, like, every event, we have, like, a group chat on Facebook of everybody, excuse me, who's on the volunteer team. And it's just, like, to keep updated, to keep people in the loop of information of what's going to happen on the day or what's happening in the Facebook page and whatnot. And it's a great way to just to keep in touch with everybody, because everybody uses Facebook. Mm-hmm. You should, if we could literally post our Facebook chats on the page, would be hysterical, because it is just banter after banter after meme after gif after banter after gif after meme after gif after banter.
It's more just memes, all the memes. Memes are life, memes are love.
It's unbelievable. It's so much fun. I mean, every event has its own, you know, volunteer team or staff or senior staff team. And it's always so much fun to get to know everybody and that. But I think now, because we've been with these people a few times now, it's family.
We're so comfortable with each other. Although,
so,
like,
comfortable.
Like I said, I haven't met, like, half the team back in Palmathon.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't there. And I regret it to this day for not coming.
Oh, bless. I felt the same way when I missed the first one. I missed Mind the Palm. And I seen videos and photos. And Alex, God bless, he tried to be like, it was all right. Like, you didn't miss out on much. And then all the videos and everything came out. And I was like,
man, why did really I miss love you? It? Because when he told me, he was like, you should have been there.
You missed a hell of a party.
Yeah, you should have been there, Nikki. And I'm like, fuck you, man. It's not my choice. It was my sister's wedding.
Aw, that's sad. It was, Palmathon was amazing. It really was. Okay.
Although Alan was fantastic and he got me, like, two masks from the masquerade. And
did
I still
really?
Have them.
Oh,
I know. He was such a sweetheart. And, like, oh, man.
Did he send it to you? Or you brought it to Pumps
When we met up in Toronto, he.
Ah, right. Okay.
He gave it to me. And I love
Hashtag
it.
Hashtag blessed.
So blessed.
Okay. So blessed. Okay. So WePom is yes. just going to be clearly yeah, off the hook.
And it's, how long is it now? It's going to be, oh my gosh. It's 2 weeks. It is 2 weeks away. When do you fly out?
I fly out on, excuse me if I'm wrong, but I think I fly out on Thursday the 24th. I get in. Okay, this is my crazy schedule.
Oh, no.
Fly out on the 24th in the evening from where we are. and then
wherever
I get
that
into
is.
Wherever that is. In Canada. Okay, and then I get into Heathrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, I think, the next day. Mm-hmm. And then I have to use the underground tube, and then I have to catch the Virgin train, and then I'll be into Glasgow. Yeah, and then I'll be into Glasgow, depending how quick I get out of the airport, which sometimes can be quite long. I should be in Glasgow around probably 5 or 6, I'd say. So I'll be in for the pre-party, and I'll be there for like the pre-drinks.
So that's good. I mean, you'll be dead as a doornail by the end of the night, but
heck
there you
go. That's what it's all about. Literally.
Yeah, true.
Okay. So yeah, it's going to be great. So fortunately right now, I am set at Alex's PC and he has opened a, pardon my French, shit ton of windows in front of me. And I have right now, I have a list of future Tripom cards, which I'm allowed to give a few away. But I have in front of me, I hit the microphone. I'm sorry. He told me not to. I have the merch list. I have the opening ceremony schedule, the whole schedule. I don't know why I said that. And I have music from... I have files from the audio files from the event. And basically, I'm allowed to say anything I want. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
What a mistake to make.
Okay, so let's
What do you
want to
know?
Let's start out with the merchandise because back in Toronto, so many things got sold out like so really, really quickly. I want to let people know like which things to get first.
Okay.
What's really, really important. Are the coins still... available. I'm pretty sure they are. Like the 1K coin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They are available.
Okay. Seriously, get the coin. It's
get
so
the
good.
Coin. The
get
coins
the coin.
We're leaving so fast.
They're so good.
They're
and
so
especially,
neat.
Especially, yeah, especially over in the, like, oh man, is it Owakas Essentials? I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was one
yeah.
of the two.
Yeah.
The one where you have to pay real money for it.
Oh my God, I keep hitting the mic. He's going to be so mad. Okay, I have the merch list in front of me. So things that sold out super fast at Pump Saucer. Okay, so now we have this new introduction. It's called the Ultima Booster Pack Box. So these new boxes that we got, it's a fairly good size box, but inside the box is 8 packs. Of booster packs.
Oh, bless. Like, just any booster packs? Or
yep,
are they,
just
like...
random. No, random packed. Random picked boxes. They are super cool. Like, super cool boxes. Like, we've packed... I helped Alex pack his suitcase the other day with all the stuff in, like, packing boxes to send over. And I don't know how many packed. Probably a good 50, I'd say. But last year... Nice. Last year. Well, yeah, last year at Pump Saucer, I think... we got the boxes so late that I had to bring them in my suitcase because I came, you know, the day of.
I
bought some. And Alex was like, you know, I just don't know. Just bring like 10 of them. I brought 10 boxes. The morning of, I folded them up, slapped some booster packs in there. And they were probably gone within the first 10 minutes that merch desk opened. So if you want one of those, and you're getting a discount on your booster packs as well. So if you want one of those, run. Get there early, just, line up early, and run. Okay, don't run. That's a, you know, for safety reasons.
You might
reasons.
Knock some kid over or, like, some, like, feeble old lady. Don't do it. And
yes.
That feeble old lady might be me, but that's okay. If it's me, then push me over. That's fine.
Yeah, don't hurt Nikki. She's a valuable aspect of her KoopaCon.
What?
Okay. Next. Let's see what our timer is at right now. What's our timer? Oh, 20 minutes. We got 5 minutes left. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's keep going.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
God. How much do we have to... Okay. We don't have a lot of time
left.
We'll
be okay. We'll be okay.
Okay.
So another thing that I was told to mention, because I was given a list by the great King Mog of things I should point out.
The list.
The list. The great list.
The list. The list of power.
He told me to tell you... all of the patrons that No, Nikki, you're included. You're you're part of a family. You're my sister. Okay. Whatever you want to be, I don't know. Anyways, I was told, so there was this announcement made earlier in a week or so. I'm not exactly sure when it came out, but it was the last podcast actually with Alex and Alan, when Alan got really offended that I did a podcast with Alex. I'm sorry, Alan. I do love you.
Rip.
And you are a massive part of our family, and I appreciate everything you do, especially, you know, take care of Alex. Okay, glad that's done.
Take care of Alex in all the good ways.
Whoa now. Anyways. Okay, so anyways, back to the point where that ran away from. Gaming mats and mouse pads. Mouse mats. So there was this thing where the company who makes them, the supplier, decided that, hey, ho, we're going to take 3 weeks off on holiday. And decided to take 2 or 3 weeks off. And they're like, we won't be able to do your order in time. So Alex was like, hell no. You're going to do it.
Hell no.
Hell no. And anyways, he fought for it, and there you go. It's on its way. It's supposed to arrive in England in the next couple of days or so, maybe. So anyways, so if you want a gaming mat or a mouse mat or a folder, you want to go to the desk, because we have, I am trying to remember exactly what he said, but I think it's 50 folders, and the folders are just beautiful, beautiful folders. They sold out so fast in Pump Saucer. Yes, I don't even know how many he brought. I don't know how many he brought.
We
but
did
Mike
bring a lot, I thought.
There was a full box, so there should have been at least 20 to 30 of them. And they sold, they sold so fast. People were coming up and asking for them, and I was like, sorry.
Sorry, friend.
Sometimes I put on an accent. Yeah. Hashtag, yeah. Anyways, and the gaming mats. First, okay, can I just stop for a second? Apologize that I have, without a doubt, drank a bottle of wine. Nikki, what have you drank so far?
Just a bottle. It wasn't that much.
What have you drank, by the way? Tell us what you are drinking this evening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got to do reviews of these wines. So
we'll come back to the podcast in a second.
I drank a Moscato d'Asti. Very bubbly. Very sweet. If you're not much into sweetness, I would suggest combining Moscato with brandy. It really takes out the sweetness. And me and my sister came up with this on freaking Christmas. And it was the best Christmas present that I have ever received, this beautiful formula. And we are going to be doing this on Wee Palm, and it's going to be great. But in any case,
good.
Oh, man, seriously, it's so good. You would love it.
Okay.
And then right now I'm drinking Madrilla Sangria, sweet and fruity wine beverage. Yes, yeah,
so
wild.
How many drinks have you had? Since this is wine time, we may as well speak about a bit of wine.
Yeah,
how many glasses have you had?
What was that?
How many have you had? Like a whole bottle?
This is like my third glass, and the glass holds like a fourth of a bottle. Husbando's been sharing the first bottle with me, so.
Sharing. Okay. Sharing. I see how it is. And,
well, if I finish this glass, I'm probably halfway done with this glass. I would have finished a whole bottle.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Time to open another one. I've been drinking I don't even remember what it is. I think it's a Barefoot Pink Moscato, Rosé Moscato.
Ooh, Barefoot's pretty good.
I love barefoot. And now, yeah, because, you know, Alex got me these ginormous glasses that hold like half a bottle.
I know, it's the best.
So now I'm on Yellowtail Bubbles sparkling white wine.
Ooh, you got a bubbly.
Nice. Bubbly. I love the bubbles.
So bubbles.
Hashtag I sell booster packs for alcohol. Just saying.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, oh no, you kept telling me that like the whole night. And I'm like, dude, oh, I know.
Fantastic. I think Alex actually mentioned it in the last podcast, so I assume that at the Wave Palm, I'm just going to be like passed out on the floor, hammered with like just booster packs all over the place.
And then I'll just be like lying on your stomach or your boobs. That'll be great. Like, seriously, boobs are the perfect pillow. They are. It really is.
Thank you for sharing. That's sweet.
Yeah, of course.
Should we get back to the whole KoopaCon thing or should we? Yeah, okay. We probably should.
I suppose.
All right. So, as you may have seen from Palm Saucer, hashtag kazoos. Oh. What do you have to say about kazoos without giving too much away? Because I think they're doing the same thing, so you don't want to give too much away.
I'm not good at this. Like, I would totally spoil it if it was up to me. Okay,
so let's just say, get a kazoo. As soon as you get any type of gill or what it may be, get a kazoo.
And if it breaks, find me and I'll just replace it for you. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got you back.
Okay.
No, seriously, that happened during like Palm Saucer, I think. And like somebody came up and was like, hey, this is broken. And I'm like, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we're flexible.
You need to join the fun, man.
Yeah, seriously. We're flexible.
It is worth it. It is worth the gill.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Okay. So we talked about Gale. There's a lot more stuff on the merch list that the Mog's house party, the evening event. If you don't have a ticket, get a ticket because it's going to be mental.
Oh, one thing I was gonna ask. A friend of mine actually bought like the evening ticket and the day ticket. He said that I don't know. He said something about it not. Like the evening ticket not showing up on his regular ticket. I can't remember if that's normal.
Yeah. Alex was talking to me about it, and I think it comes on a separate email.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think it says something. He said something about it comes on a separate email. So in the evening, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do it, but I think in the evening you just show up with like a copy of your email or something, and then we'll check you off the list.
There you go.
I'm not exactly sure. Don't take that in stone.
That's okay. Because I think, so for the last event, it was just like we had a list of names.
Yes.
And we just kind of checked people off and gave them their
wristbands. You did it. Whether you came in the daytime to the merch desk, they'd have a list and then you could check it off and get your bracelet in the evening if you come into it.
If you're prepaid and.
Yep. All that kind of fun stuff.
Okay, cool. So I will tell my friend and let him know, and it will be great.
It will be great. Okay, so a few more things on the merch list to talk about. Backpacks, get them while you can because they went fast. Mascots, pins, they went fast. They always do. Hoodies.
Wait, hoodies?
Hoodies.
Oh, bless.
Run, but don't run. Run with caution.
I mean, do speed walk. Like a brisk speed walk.
Yeah, totally.
Like without bumping into anyone. Except for me, you can bump into me, but low-key, please don't.
Low-key. Without being abusive. Okay, so a lot of merch. Get there fast. Line up early so you can go straight away. Get the print pack so you can get your signatures. Get the Moe's book signing is there. So
oh my
get
gosh.
That.
Do, yeah.
Get
do
the
that,
Moe's
please.
Art album.
Moe is an absolute delight.
Moe's a delight. Moe's fantastic.
Yeah, Moe is a delight. But
he's
so
cuddly.
He is?
Okay.
Oh,
I just got a warning that we have to finish at 30 minutes and we're at 29 minutes. So we're gonna have to round this up.
We're at less than 30 seconds left, so we're gonna leave it off from that because
no, we gotta talk about a few more things. We got more things. Quick, we just gotta make it quick.
Okay.
The registration opens at 9 on the day. Yeah, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Opening ceremony at 10.
Yep. Seriously, be there. Seriously, if like,
yeah,
if you want to get
in late.
Yeah, seriously, don't be that person that comes in at like noon and is like, hey, where do I go? And I'm like, dude, you just missed the whole freaking thing.
Yeah. Like,
don't be that person.
Yeah.
Please
because
don't.
There's a lot that goes on. You miss a lot if you miss
so
the opening.
So much you need to know about this event.
Definitely. You do, you like, make it worth it. I mean, you're paying for your ticket. Get your money's worth. You may as well go right when it opens. Listen to all the information. Learn how to use your quest log because there's a really good explanation on how to use it. You get to get, you know, you get schedule of everything that's happening. So then you don't miss anything. And then you don't miss your chance on your
fancy loot and fancy gil and getting that 1K coin. It's super cool.
There you go. And, I'm getting harassed by King Mog right now saying that our podcast is too long. So we're going to have to
shut up. There's enough awkward silences in the middle where you can cut it.
Cut a few seconds out.
Okay. So I'm just going to end it there. This was the first episode. In case we do this again.
I think it was good. I'm not a professional podcaster, but I think
that was quite
decent.
Scandalous.
I wouldn't say scandalous. I'd say it was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I think. I think that was good.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, that was our first episode, and I hope to come back soon.
We'll be back. Don't you worry about that. All right.
All right. Later. So,
all right. Bye. We're signing off. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thanks.